Hey guys, I'm Tanasia Monet, and you are now tuning in to Talk with T, the podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to this episode of Talk with T, the podcast. I am Tanasia Monet, the host. If you guys do not know me, that is my name. So this episode is called Fail Forward, and no means not now, okay? So this episode, I'm just going to get into, you know, just being real and transparent with you guys about some of my failures and just basically how I deal with them. Like, you know, being 26 years old, I'm really young, but I feel like I lived a lot of life. And for other people that may feel the same way, you would definitely be able to relate to this episode. So I moved out of my mom's house when I was 17, the day after I graduated high school. I went away to Morgan State University, and I was on my own, and pretty much came back to New York, got in a whole relationship, and I was like living with, you know, the person that I was with. And I just had to grow up really quickly. And so in all of those years, like, I've experienced a lot of feelings of failure, like feeling like, you know, I wanted to finish college when all my friends finished college. Like, I am still not done with college, but I'm very proud of myself and the route that I did take. But yeah, it's been a journey that I feel like was tailored for me, and God knew that this was for me. Going a non-traditional route. But at some point in life, I did feel like it was a failure. Like, how come I wasn't done with school on time? How come I didn't get to have the things that everyone else around me had? But a lot of times when we have those questions, we do, you know, life has to show us in time why those things happen. And so this is what this episode is about. And so a failure that I had, that I would say a recent failure that I felt like was really taking a toll on me. And this was right before I launched Talks with T, the podcast. Like, I got a new job. It was a great job. And I probably mentioned it on the podcast before. It was a really good paying job. I was making a lot of money for someone that had never had a salary job. Making a lot of money. I was in a relationship that I thought I was happy in. And then within my first month at my new job, the relationship ended, and a few weeks after, I lost that contract. And I was so devastated. Like, in this process, like, I was going through this breakup. I didn't even tell the person I was with that I was losing my job at the same time. You know, it was just so much. And I just felt like, you know, questions why. Like, why is this all happening at this time? Like, I was overly emotional. I hated the job. So pretty much I lost the contract, and then I had severance. So they paid me for 2 months after they already knew they were not going to keep me. So I was there for another 2 months, you know, just collecting my checks. But I was miserable in those last 2 months. And I was just feeling like I worked so hard to get here. Like, how could this happen to me? Or like, why is this happening to me? And I didn't know what I was going to do next. Like, you know, I always have had an entrepreneur spirit. I always felt like I wanted to go into entrepreneurship full time, but like, I didn't know that that would be the time. Only God knew. And so, yeah, like, but that time I felt really, 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 really depressed. I was really sad. The person that I thought I was in love with was like leaving me, chucking the deuces on some stone cold psycho shit. It was just crazy. Like, what? One minute I was like, I love you, babe. The next minute it was clipped. Like, there was no more communication. It was so weird, and I didn't really understand, you know, or like, I really didn't understand the way it was handled. But I always, you know, I'm a believer. I'm a woman of faith, and so I just believe that, like, whatever the purpose was, that God knows the plans for my life. So I had to just accept that. But like, a lot of times, like, who wants to be thinking like that all the time? Like, yeah, we could be spiritual people, believers, but it's not easy to take a failure and try to turn it into a faith situation. You know, it's really difficult to have that mentality. And so the way I dealt with it a lot, I, you know, tuned into a lot of YouTube channels. I would just watch videos all the time that was uplifting, encouraging, cry a lot when you feel overwhelmed. I believe you should be able to release your emotions. emotions. Like, there's nothing wrong with being emotional in a moment where it's called to be emotional. Like, you know, and if you don't, you know, it's really hard to heal when you don't release. So that is a part of what I did. I had a therapist at the time, and I would go to therapy once a week. Sometimes I would even leave the job that I was working at when I wasn't supposed to leave. I would leave in the middle of the day and go to therapy and come back. But that's what I needed, you know? And a lot of times it's like, you have to do what you need. In those moments where you feel that you're, you know, you're feeling like a failure, you're feeling like you're not getting what you need to get in life. At that time, Talks with T was just a thought. It was something that I was doing on Snapchat. And so I didn't think about turning Talks with T into a podcast until a really good friend of mine had told me about Anchor and how to record, how to use it as a platform. And then I was like, oh my God, I can do this for free, you know? So I was telling someone the other day, like, I didn't even care if it didn't sound that great at first, and I'm still progressing and gonna get better. But I was just like, I have to get this out. Like, there's something that I need to say, and there's someone that needs to hear it. So that's a lot of what I did. I just started to get busy, and that was how I took my failures and moved forward. So I was failing forward. I would be at work looking a mess, crying, devastated about, you know, everything that was going on in my life that I felt like I could not control. But, you know, I just had to really keep it in my mind that eventually I read back in one of my journals. And this is what I love about journaling. I read back in one of my journals that, you know, I really couldn't understand why it was happening, but I knew that someday I would feel better. And I'm sure that's a testimony for everybody, that you can feel that, like, you know, this hurts right now, but it's going to get better. Like, it's going to get better. If no one has told you that, things are going to get better. So if you're in a stage where you're feeling like, dang, like, why is this happening to me? Or why is life not panning out the way I expected to? It's cool. It will get better. And so that is the way I was able to deal with it. I had really good friends that I would talk to, you know, because sometimes prayer works all the time. Therapy works. But you do need those people that can really relate to you, that know you on a personal level. And I had that. I have amazing friends. My best friend is so amazing. You guys met her on the last podcast on Galentine's Day. Nyjah is the most amazing friend. Like, she listened to me without judgment and didn't really, you know, it was like, I'm not judging you, and just being such a good support. And we were talking about this the other day about how, like, she was just so ready for me to get better, but she never rushed me. And that's the one thing through the process. Like, you have good friends that allow you to, you know, be broken and go through that healing process with you. And we're that for each other. And this is why I love her so much. It's really important to have people like that in your corner. I had my best friend. He is the most amazing and probably one of the reasons why I'm like the boss chick that you see. He's like the bomb. I love that guy so, so, so much. But like, those two people were so monumental to like my healing process. They don't even know it half the time, like how much I appreciate them and how crazy that time period was for me in life and how many failures I just felt like I was having, and them being around and, you know, being a good light was so uplifting for me. And they're both Libras. Shout out to the Libra gang. I love y'all. The Libra gang, that energy at that time of my life, y'all. And I don't know, I'm not really into signs, but I'm learning about it and about astrology. It's really pretty interesting because I like to just learn things. But I learned that my rising sign is a Libra. And I'm like, duh, that's why like two of my closest friends and two of the people I really like that are my favorite people are Libras. So that was that. But aside from that, what I did was I just tapped into resources that could make me feel like I can take my failures and turn them into triumphs. You know, I really had a difficult time, like since I was younger, accepting failed relationships, especially with men. And I'm sure that my ladies could really, really relate to that. Some people, because some people could just be like, you know, bye boy, drop him like it's hot. But it took me until I was in my 20s to really grasp that, like to really realize, like to take the power in the block button, okay? take power and control in the block button. And it took me a while to really get to that point, but it, like, I'm a Capricorn. We hold on to things. We like stability. We like familiarity, like, you know, so it was difficult, but I am breaking that cycle. It is not happening. If you're not serving my spirit and my energy, you gotta go. So that was that. I learned those things through my failures. I learned those things through pain, through a lot of pain. And a lot of times pain teaches us things about ourselves, things that are not so pretty, and how to make ourselves and our personalities a little bit more pretty and a little bit more bearable for ourselves, because that is who we have to live with. We wake up every day to ourselves. We go to bed to ourselves. No matter what is around us, we are representation in a mirror image of who we need to be. And if it's not aligning, and if people in our lives are not aligning, there's no purpose for them. They gotta go. So it was difficult for me because I always wanted to be an example of healthy love, but I found myself on the opposing side and having failures in that way. And so I really had a hard time, you know, coming to terms with that, because I always felt like, I'm an amazing woman. I should be someone's wife. I'm great. Why is these things not working out? And so that was a part of what I just found, like, difficult. And, you know, I was just like, this is not it. I need to take some time and just learn to love Tanasia, because if I don't, I'm not going to be content with being able to put people in categories or being able to let people go when it's time. And so that is my biggest mission. And if you can relate to this, if you find that you have a hard time letting people go, I think the best thing that you need to do is spend more time by yourself until you can let things go. It's healthy. The feeling of failure is healthy. And so just because a job didn't work out, just because a relationship didn't work out, just because a friendship didn't work out, doesn't mean that you're not... You're not deserving of these things. Just because a no does not mean no for good. It means not now. It just means that this is not your time or your season for these things. So you just have to get really comfortable with being with you. If you have a failed business plan, if you're not doing that great in school, it doesn't mean that you're not cut out for it. It just means that it's not now. Or you need to just redirect your focus and your plan to something else. And so the biggest thing, one thing that has been really, 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 really frustrating as a business owner, as a new business owner and a full-time entrepreneur, is like when the money got to get made, it got to get made. When a bill's got to get paid, it got to get paid. Okay, there's nobody I can go and be like, hey, can you write me a check this week? I write the checks for the week. You know, myself and my business partner, we are constantly brainstorming new ways to make our business more successful. We had a lot of great success and we're having a lot of great success, but there are always some trials when it comes down to working with people that are, you know, they are looking at you like, maybe I want to support you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I want to give you my money. Maybe I don't. And a lot of times we're really having to push through with some people, with understanding that no does not mean no for good. And I'm so proud of us because we have been doing a really good job. But through those trials, it is very difficult to be like, we have these clients and we have these things that we need to do. And we're getting yes, yes, yes. And then it's no, 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 and no. That's normal, though. And so the one thing I learned at my internship, this internship taught me so much. Going into the workforce that I really am translating a lot into my entrepreneur career, is ask for what you want and be willing to get a no. Ask for what you want and be willing to get a no. It's okay. Not asking is a lot more painful than not knowing. And I'd rather know than tell myself no. Like, I'd rather know that this is not going to work out because I've asked for it, that I put my best foot forward and I did everything I could possibly do to get what I wanted, instead of telling myself no by just not putting my best foot forward, just not actually making the contact, just by actually not sliding in the DM. Psych, nah, I don't be sliding in people's DM. I did that one time in my life and it never will happen again. just by not asking that girl on a date, or just by not applying for that job, or just by not believing in yourself enough to start that business, you're telling yourself no. So if you tell yourself no, then it will never happen. That goal is dead. But if you actually put your best foot forward and see if it'll happen, if it fails, that's cool. Because you could just redirect the plan. And so I just wanted to share that with you guys, a moment of transparency as far as failures. You know, we're going into March 2020, which is quarter number 3. And the first quarter of the year, it is not done yet, but it feels like we are in the last quarter. Because it's just been a lot, like energy-wise, just a lot of stuff going on in the world around us. It's heavy. And so I just wanted to come on here and remind you guys that it's okay to feel like things are not panning out or things are a little bit difficult. But, you know, we have every moment that we're alive, we have time to get it right again and do something better. So it's never a time to say, oh, this didn't work, so I'm just not going to try it. No, try another plan. Try another way. There's thousands and thousands of ways to get one thing done. You just got to look for it. And you just got to be willing to put the time in to get it, to get the same feeling. Like the biggest question people always ask me, like, what do you want to do in life or what do you want to be? And I'm like, I'm in college, so you think I'd want a job. But I'm like, I'm not chasing a dollar amount. I'm not chasing an actual career plan or goal. I'm chasing a feeling. I get that feeling every time I podcast. I get that feeling every time I give someone advice that I really help them. I get that feeling when I'm actually out there doing my living in my purpose. And that's what I'm chasing. Everyone's different. What everyone's chasing is different, but I'm chasing a feeling. You know, I'm chasing a feeling of pouring into people and doing God's work. Like, I'm going to make it a thing, but you know, before this podcast, I pray that I'm used by God and that God gives me the words to be able to, you know, help someone else and allow you to help someone else. And when you get this message, you move on and you share it with someone else and then they can share it with someone else. And that is how we, that's how we implement change in the world. That's how we heal, you know? So failure, getting bogged down by our failures is really pointless. You know, it may be difficult in the moment, but remember that I came on here and said it on Talks with C, the podcast, and it's really something that we need to be mindful of, that feeling of pain, the feeling of failure, the feeling of regret is only temporary. The next day when you get to wake up again, don't want some music, twerk something, get yourself happy in a good mood, go work out, you know, be around people that give you good energy and, you know, rewrite the plan. So that's all I wanted to get on here and share with you guys today. I'm so excited for what's to come. Like, this podcast has been amazing. We're doing it. We are more than doing it. So I'm super, 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 super excited to be your host, to be the creator and content maker and all that great stuff of Talks With You, the podcast. If you haven't yet, like, share, subscribe to this podcast. Definitely tune in every week. Share with a friend. Share with a friend's friend. And don't forget, write a comment, write a review, give me your feedback. I love to hear it. So that's all for this week. We'll talk again next week. Later.